I'm well aware of this, by the way, at congresses. It's quite amazing at congresses what we... here we have a tremendous number of lectures and a tremendous number, a lot of activity. There's a lot of pre-Congress planning and so on. And all the people come to the Congress and you pour on the coal. You got the idea. Very fine. Pour on the coal. 4 days go by and all of a sudden there's no more coal needs to be poured on. If I didn't watch myself, I would still keep going at high C. Day after the Congress, my feet are tired, maybe something like that, but I'm all willing to get in there and pitch and lick the other half of the world and so forth and keep on going. And the day after that, I'm perfectly willing to go on and go on, and the next day, and I found out if I don't get by the first 3 days after Congress, taking myself with a scruff of the neck and throwing myself in a bunk. But all of a sudden, I come up against a dead end. I get dead tired about a week after Congress. Well, that's a silly thing to have happen. In other words, I know enough about physical anatomy to know that unless I just slow it down perforce and then build it back up again at its ordinary peak, that I will be having a got to confront go right on going. Because I'm not kidding you, about the third or fourth day of a Congress, walking out again in front of the audience is a got to confront. There's a terrific amount of communication involved in something like this. It knocks havingness to ribbons. There's a bunch of energy thieves always in the crowd. They just take your ridges and just tear them to bits. You look like Swiss cheese. Now, here is a reaction, emergency level. It tells us a great deal about performance. It tells us where this hectic anxiety to get the work done, to get it done all at once, get it done right now. Both where it comes from and where it'll wind up. It'll wind up with flop. Got to do it all at once, got to do it right now, pressure, collapse. Now, if that's a cycle of action, I don't want one. Human body has certain limitations. Stands up and caves in at certain stress levels. Completely independent of a thetan. That's one of the things that you very often overlook, is the fact that a body is built on a number of now I'm supposed to's. And every now and then you think you've got all these now I'm supposed to's erased, and you take it out on the middle of the Sahara Desert, and a now I'm supposed to have a drink of water keys in. You haven't got it licked at all. If you had mocked them up, they would be different, that I'm sure. But you probably had nothing to do with it. Now, here we have confrontingness added into a tremendous auditing practicality. It's very practical stuff I've been talking to you about. Go over this again. Just by running a process to predict exactly what will turn on in the pre-clear is quite interesting, just as a phenomenon. You can run, mock up something. You've got to confront. You'll get the guy's tools of the trade. Run it a little bit further in a man, you'll get women. Run it a little bit further in women, you get a man. It's a got to confront.